Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to thank all of you so much for all of your emails, all of your correspondence, letting us know what you think of the show and what we could do differently. As a matter of fact, many of you are in our newsletter, you're going to be getting a survey to complete because we want to know more. We want to know what it is that is so important to you, what you'd like us to cover, and definitely you love the music we play, so we're going to keep doing that. But today's show is actually in response to one of the most requested topics that I get asked about on the show. And certainly one of the most controversial topics in terms of what we really need to know about cancer and what we're not able to find out. In order to bring this conversation to the forefront, I've got an outstanding guest today, Dr. Lucinda Messer. Today's show, Alternative Cancer Therapies, or What Your Doctor May Not Know to Tell You About Cancer. And boy, isn't that the truth. But let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Messer. First of all, she is a national award-winning author of Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis. She is a vitamin D expert, but she is much more. An amazing naturopathic physician. You're going to hear about how she got started in that direction and what her commitment is and what she is doing to change a very, very narrow perspective on cancer. Today's show is not only about shining this light, about pulling up the veil, but it's about how this incredible, amazing doctor took her journey, studied, got to understand, work with people across the country, and more importantly, understands one significant thing. We are clearly in a worldwide health crisis, but not just about the problem. So today, Dr. Messer will share how all of us can become powerfully healthy, how we can just absolutely understand that disease is not something that we need to live with. And she is one of the top cancer experts in this field of natural and alternative therapies for cancer. She's joining me here today. You're going to get to chat with her. She's going to get to tell us, you know, what made her step to the forefront on this and what she had to do to get here. Dr. Messer, thank you so much for joining me here today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pat, for having me. I appreciate this opportunity to share with the listeners about the new ideas about how to treat cancer without nasty drugs, basically.
Yeah. Let's start with you, though, because I know you're passionate about what you do. I know you're helping people who didn't really have much hope understand what their bodies are able to do, and also with alternative cancer therapies or integrative cancer, whatever we want to call it. But the point is, you're keeping people alive and thriving. What was it about your own personal journey that pointed you in this direction, and what did you have to do to get here?
Well, as a naturopathic physician, I've been a naturopath for about 17 years. Early on, I started seeing cancer patients, and as a naturopath, helped them slightly to moderately with just nutrition. And I realized how much it helped their chemotherapy outcomes and radiation outcomes. And I became more interested as time grew on. I then started researching vitamin D for my vitamin D book, Powerful Medicine, and quickly became extremely intrigued with the fact that vitamin D is so related to cancer outcomes. So I'll be talking more about that. Mostly, I was so steadfast in my approach to helping people and so impassioned about helping cancer survivors, keeping people healthy, in the long run, keeping their immune system in good shape so that they wouldn't get cancer in the first place. And also, I was realizing very quickly that people, when they get diagnosed with cancer, they get basically rushed into chemotherapy, radiation, et cetera, so very quickly. They hardly even have a chance to understand the nature of their disease. They're usually quite fearful because of their diagnosis, and they get shoved into chemo, especially without considering the cancer's genetic makeup or finding out about finding out what actual chemotherapy or natural medicines are actually effective against their tumor. So I also became interested, so we call that personalized cancer therapy. Personalized cancer therapy sounds quite odd, but it's really finding out what mm-hmm. works for the person.
Yeah.
So with that, I also learned different diets and such. And so now I have a whole approach, and I look at everything. And it's not to say that one particular path, there's only one particular path for all cancer patients. Every cancer patient is an individual, and they have their own genetics with that cancer, and they have many things to consider, including their metabolism. So we look at the whole picture.
You know, for you, I mean, and for maybe some of our listeners, I think it's important to talk about what natural medicine is and what does it mean to be a naturopath. I mean, you have, you know, credentials like any other doctor, and I think it's worth talking about that for a minute.
Surely, I'd be glad to. So above and beyond being a licensed naturopathic physician, I went through Bastyr and graduated in 94 with basically family medicine. I actually did get board certified in family medicine back in 95, and I've always been interested in immune system. So what I did was I started becoming interested in alternative cancer therapies, and there was a program given through my naturopathic association for integrative oncology, and I was interested in that, and I actually did not go that route more because of the philosophical way I feel about treating cancer naturally with or without medicine, so without chemotherapy. And my choice for not going that route was due to the fact that I just did not want to have to force people into chemo. A lot of my patients come to see me because they don't want chemo. And unfortunately, one of the paths that we have to choose through my association is going that route where we have to work with, basically have to work with oncologists. So what I did is I took a program through the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, who has a wonderful integrative program on cancer therapy. So I did a fellowship, completed it a few months ago, on natural cancer therapies. So we were taught by physicians all around the world on how to integrate natural cancer therapies. And, of course, there are several things there we'll touch on, but we basically learned all the basics of oncology and learned how to integrate them with certain approaches. So, for instance, if someone has chemotherapy or radiation, we now understand what supplements to give them, what supplements
right.
not to give them, and how to integrate things there and help them out so that they have more positive outcomes with that particular treatment. Also learned how to treat people without chemo. A lot of people, for one reason or another, don't do well with chemo, or we do chemo sensitivity testing at my clinic, and we found out that chemo doesn't work for them, or maybe just one type of chemo works for them. And so we actually tailor their treatment to what we find in the blood work. We can actually do that now. Most people don't know that there are blood tests and circulating tumor cell tests that are available in this country and in Greece that actually type the cell. And so learning this and finding out that with these tests, we can actually find out what, like a chemosensitivity test, we can find out what medication is going to help their cancer and what medication might actually hinder their progress, along with finding out what biological medicines are helpful to them. So I'm very, very happy to tell cancer patients out there that there is a lot more available to them, and finding out exactly what is good for their particular type of cancer is now available. So it's a wonderful thing. So I went off on a tangent there, but it's so important to explain that there is now a personalized approach to treating cancer.
It makes so much sense to so many people, and it's really wonderful and courageous at the same time that you're taking this message out there. Most people are baffled by how cancer even shows up. You know, what did they do? And I've heard this time and time again, and I know you've heard it time and time again, you know, where people say, oh my God, I have lung cancer. I've never smoked a day in my life. Or I have breast cancer, but no one in my family has it. So let's start off by giving folks an idea of what gives cancer an opportunity to show up in our bodies.
Absolutely. One big reason that cancer arises is due to the fact that many people are immune compromised. And cancer does not show up overnight. In fact, we know that cancer cells are commonly circulating in our bloodstream, but that our immune system overall can and usually does take care of those cells with its normal killer cell ability. If our white blood cells are in good shape and we're not immune compromised, our bodies can handle that. Unfortunately, the combination of poor nutrition and having a toxic bloodstream from, you know, drinking alcohol and different medications and just having a toxic lifestyle in general, having ongoing stressors, all those things really wear down our immune system. So having high stress, because high stress causes increased cortisol, actually immune suppresses us. And because of that, our body is not able to act and have good immune surveillance. Normally, our white blood cells are capable of taking this ability of having good ability of performing immune surveillance, especially at night when you're sleeping. Well,
yeah.
If you have high cortisol levels, it does not allow this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So those are big things. The diet, poor nutrition, obviously low vitamin D, and I'm going to say to everybody right now, it's lower than 50 nanograms per milliliter. If you're over 50 nanograms per milliliter in your bloodstream, your vitamin D25 hydroxy levels, then you're less likely. But underneath, you're not protected, so that's real important too.
Okay, well, you know, this is a great show because we're actually going to get into these alternative therapies. Just for those of you tuning in right now, alternative cancer therapies are what your doctor may not know to tell you about cancer. This is kind of interesting because it isn't even about what your doctor is not telling you. It's really about what your doctor may not know to tell you about cancer with my very special guest, Dr. Lucinda Messer. I want to make sure all of you out there know how to get a hold of her. We're going to make sure that we give you information. I mentioned before her incredible book. She's a national award-winning author of the book Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, a vitamin D expert, but she is also an expert in many, many areas. The one today we are tackling, alternative cancer therapies. And this is so important for people out there. It is extremely timely for all of us to understand what our bodies do, what they don't do, and what is now available. Now with the internet and shows like this and everything out there, boy, I'll tell you, we are ready to step into a perfectly healthy, thriving life. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take you through what some of these therapies are. You know, what is it that makes Dr. Messer stand out? What has she discovered? And why are her cancer patients doing so well? You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, you can go to www.drpatlive.com, or you can go to the Dr. Pat Show, or you can go to Transformation Talk Radio. You're also going to be able to get some information when we come back, website, emails, and much more from Dr. Messer. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779 or visit zeoking.com.
Dr. Cindy Schreiber cares about what you think of yourself. Dr. Cindy has helped thousands safely lose weight and will be leading a weight loss retreat in Costa Rica this July 16th. You will gently detox, eat clean, and finally stop emotional eating, utilizing Ayurvedic products for maximum health. It's possible to relax and release old behaviors and finally get that body you deserve in this five-star paradise setting. Contact yourtransformations.com or call 916-580-8799.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. A great, great show today. I am telling you, alternative cancer therapies are what your doctor may not know to tell you about cancer with my very special guest, award-winning author and just phenomenal naturopath, Dr. Lucinda Messer. Today, we're talking about what some of the options are, what the questions are you might want to ask, and what have we now discovered about cancer and cancer therapies. Dr. Messer, before we get in there, let's make sure we give everybody your website so they can find out more about you and some of the other things that you're up to and doing.
Sure. My website is drlucinda.com. drlucinda.com.
Beautiful. All right, let's talk about this for a minute because, you know, I think most people, most women especially, and it's not just limited to women, but with breast cancer, of course, we've all gotten to the place where we're significantly aware. We either know somebody that has it, and some of us know people that have died from it. And that didn't used to be the case 10, 20 years ago, so to speak. Or if they did have cancer, they didn't live long enough for anybody to even figure it out. But this is a new age. This is a new time. And yet it seems like we're at a fork in the road between traditional treatments for cancer, what people call the allopathic way, and what some of the natural alternative and even integrative approaches are to treating cancer. And I wanted to just take a moment for you to explain the differences, between what somebody might find by going to a cancer specialist or versus somebody that is going to come and speak with you.
Oh, certainly, Pat. Most people, when they get diagnosed, basically get rushed into chemotherapy, radiation. They really, when you go to an allopathic oncologist, they basically don't have much opportunity to ask questions about their disease, let alone find out information about how to, with their diet and such. That's the big difference. Also, most cancer doctors, oncologists, are typically relying on statistical analysis of large treatment trials to decide what chemo to use instead of really looking at the patient and knowing about their metabolic type, knowing about the genetics of the cells. And so now there are personalized cancer tests. And so if you go to a holistic physician who treats people for cancer, integrative oncologist, so to speak, we are very aware of these cancer tests. We call them personalized cancer tests. They actually test and detect circulating tumor cells and circulating stem cells. Very important. They're captured with these tests, and they're actually tested against several chemotherapeutic agents as well as natural substances. And then there's an individual profile that's produced from this information that explains which drugs, chemotherapies, and which natural substances and biological medicines will actually help this patient to achieve the best treatment outcome. That's the biggest difference, is that holistic physicians, we provide more personalized testing and more personalized treatment. We don't just shove them into chemo not knowing about any about their we know about their nutrition, we know about what their strong points are, we know about their immune system. We have to look at the whole picture. It's very important. And so that's a lot of what we do. In my office, we actually tutor and we act as cancer coaches to people to help them understand what's going on in their body. Mm-hmm. We talk about their diet, nutrition. We look. Sometimes we do a hair analysis to see what kind of metabolic pattern they have. The same thing is actually done with Dr. Kelly's metabolic program, looking at their metabolism. We also perform Gerson diet at our office and our clinic. We do lots of nutritional therapies like vitamin D, IV vitamin C, Laetrile and mistletoe, and I can go into more of those later. But the big difference is that we don't rush them into chemo. We talk to them. We counsel them. We let them see pros and cons of both sides. And if our patients are interested in getting chemo along with nutritional support, we do that as well. It's really up to what the person wants. We believe that what they believe in is what they need to do. If the person comes in and they're absolutely against chemo and radiation, then we still let them know the pros and cons, and then we treat them as such. Also, there are a lot of patients now that absolutely refuse chemo for one reason or another, and we still tell them the pros and cons, and then we treat them as such. But anyways, there's a lot more information when you see an alternative physician.
Yeah, let's just talk about this for a minute, this point about people that come to you and basically say to you, okay, Dr. Messer, all right, I want to be treated by you, and I want to be treated, with an alternative approach, and I don't want to go to chemo or radiation. What are they saying to you about it? What is their information that they come to? Is it just an intuitive feeling that this is not right for me, or is it more of I've done my research on this? What do they say to you?
Gosh, there are many, many different levels of patients we see. A lot of patients these days are coming to see myself and my clinic because they've done the research. They've looked into what the allopathic approach has to offer, which is basically chemo, radiation, surgery, and then they look into the nutritional approaches. They might look into Gerson. They might vitamin D, vitamin C, and they say, well, gosh, I want a naturopath to help me in this approach. So all these are very important to look at. So a lot of patients come in to us because of the research element and maybe to find out more. And they sometimes are just steadfast in their belief that, gosh, you know, I really want to try this first, this non-harmful approach first. And when we get those people, we talk about the research and pros and cons and what they really need to do and what's going on for them. We really support them. So we're really like coaches as well as physicians.
Absolutely.
And then when we see a patient who's been through the mill and who's had several rounds of chemo and
right.
radiation and such, and they're more weakened, we see those people too. Those people come to us because their MDs sometimes have released them to go home and take care of their business, and sometimes those people still want to fight, and they'll do the research then at that point and find out that, wow, Gerson has really helped people, or Kelly's treatment has helped people, and vitamin C helps people. So then they come to see us and try to get help at that point. And, of course, we're dealing at that point with more of a compromised immune system, but sometimes we can help them still. It's always easier to get cancer patients when their immune system is intact before chemo.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about diet. One of the things you talked about was nutrition and diet. Now, given the direction that we're going in this country, kind of with diet, sort of, I can only imagine what it is that people don't know about what they're eating. Is that sort of the first frontier for you to sort of evaluate what are you actually putting in your body, and what are some of the things that folks are putting in that they should stop putting in and maybe not putting in that they should begin to at least add to their diets?
Yes, if I see a cancer patient and they are still eating sugar and eating meat products and eating lots of dairy, we have... I just cut to the chase and I let them know right away. I have just a basic sheet information to give them before I do any, you know, more investigational work to find out exactly what their biochemistry is. To be a lot more specific, I'll give them a sheet the first time, even if I'm doing an introduction with them. I'll list, you know, absolutely no sugars, et cetera. Many reasons for this. Sugar destroys white blood cell count, and sugar feeds cancer cells. It's the worst. We know that diabetics have the highest rate of cancer, bar none. And so that says a lot. There's too much sugar in the bloodstream feeding cancer. The insulin IGF is too high. The insulin growth factor levels are high because they're eating sugar. The worst thing to do. Other foods that are bad are foods that increase acid base in the acid pH in the bloodstream. So, yes, mm-hmm. that would be meats and, of course, sugar again. Red meat especially is inflammatory, and dairy products aren't as much, but dairy products can have lots of interesting hormones and toxic byproducts. So we basically believe in a vegan diet for most of our cancer patients, especially for the first couple of months, and then we go from there depending on what the hair analysis says and such. Very interesting work with that Dr. Kelly has done in the past is to look at the nervous system and find out if they're parasympathetic or sympathetic, and if they're parasympathetic, they need more protein. So I look at that to make sure after 8 weeks, after starving the tumor, we don't want to starve the patient any longer. We want to build their immune system back up. So it's really important. Diet is huge here. In fact, I have to say that diet is probably the most important part of the treatment, and this does not get addressed at all when you see an allopathic physician. Unfortunately, they will send you to a registered dietitian at times, and they'll talk about eating more fruits and vegetables and sometimes eating more organic, which is a nice thing to add, but we're much, much, much more specific and hardcore. I am an actual a Gerson practitioner. I am in my internship as such at this point, and so I've gone through the program at Gerson, so I'm a Gerson practitioner, and I work with my daughter, who's a Gerson caregiver, so we put people on Gerson diet, and I do have to report in to the Gerson Center and let them know about my patients. So there's still some supervision there, but I have wonderful success with the Gerson diet. I'm very proud to be a Gerson practitioner and excited to see all the wonderful outcomes with that. With Gerson diets, basically, like I said, it's an organic vegan diet with very specific foods in there, and I can't go into that right now, it's just too much.
Yep.
But I have seen people that are stage fours, melanomas and lymphomas, have no more cancer within 1 year. I've talked to people. Yeah, it's just amazing. With just basically the diet, Gerson diet and protocol alone, that's why I went to San Diego to learn the therapy.
Wow. When we come back, Dr. Messer, what I want to do is I want to talk about, you know, some of these other methods that are used, some of the other modalities. When we come back, Dr. Lucinda Messer joining us here today. This is a wealth of information. When we come back, we're going to talk about meditation, Reiki, yoga, positive thinking, visualizations. Now we're starting to get the research that's coming out, especially about visualizations and how you can heal yourself as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Dr. Lucinda Messer.
News, opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. For more information about Dr. Messer, about everything she's talking about today, you can go to drmesser.com. That's it's actually Dr. Lucinda. I thought it was drlucinda.com, or is it drdr.lucinda.com?
Dr. Lucinda, drlucinda.com.
So easy. That's the way to do that. So it's drlucinda.com. And also, you can call the office number if you have any questions, 425-827-9770. Before we kind of jump ahead, Dr. Messer, let's just wrap up the conversation about nutrition. And the reason that it's important to do that is because there are so many people that think they're doing a good job, and in fact, they're not. And so, you know, what are your last words on this?
Nutritional counseling, all patients, especially cancer patients, is extremely important. We customize their nutritional plan according to their type of cancer. We look at their type of cells they have. We actually get a readout of what biologicals and nutrients are more important to them. So we look at that too, of course. But also we look at their nervous system. We look at their nervous system via a particular type of hair analysis that will tell us if they have parasympathetic or sympathetic metabolism. That tells us a lot about how their body is going to take on the tumor and how to empower their immune system. So we look at that. It's a very helpful tool. And we also look at the tumor's metabolism. If the metabolism is, we can see that on the testing we do, the personalized tumor type testing. We can see the metabolism, we adjust the diet accordingly. And then we look at all nutritional deficiencies. I see that in blood work commonly. I might do a nutritional readout if I need to. Don't always have to do that. And so we cater and customize the diet for each patient. But basically, I use the Gerson diet moreover than anything else. I will incorporate Dr. Kelly's program and ideas like the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system into the program to find out how much protein they need after 6 or 8 weeks. But the whole idea is to starve and destroy the tumor the first couple of months. So we have to be really strict with their diet the first 8 weeks. After that, we incorporate more proteins, healthier proteins, organic proteins into the diet, especially if they're in parasympathetic mode, and we go from there. So it's always looked at. We adjust things accordingly. If someone's having loose stools, we adjust all the time. Most people are scared of going into an organic vegan diet, but it's one of the best diets to shrink tumors with. We know that. And obviously alkalinize the immune system, alkalinize the bloodstream so that the body can fight. Also, the very interesting thing about Gerson is that we increase potassium levels very high, and increasing potassium levels in the bloodstream while at the same time decreasing sodium levels has a remarkable effect on shrinking cancer cells and destroying the tumor.
Yeah, so I mean, basically what you're saying is, and this is what I hear, is that, you know, there is a real strategy to this. And, you know, diet is just one part of it. We're going to talk about the others in a second. But we're definitely looking at, you know, people making a shift in diet. And, you know, when we're talking about a vegan diet, for those of you that don't know what vegan means, you know, most people think, Dr. Messer, and, you know, I educated myself, most people think, oh, vegan, you know, I'm not going to be able to eat anything. That is such a miscommunication. On the level of availability of foods and proteins and so forth that people can eat. So isn't that also sort of a myth that you're busting for people?
Yes. You know, the vegan approach is so incredibly important for cancer patients, especially initially, and if the doctor knows what they're doing, to put them on a special nutritional plan to actually destroy the tumor and not feed the tumor any longer. The idea is that when you eat protein, it feeds the tumor. So we do vegetable protein still with Gerson or Kelly program. We do the vegetable proteins. There's a lot of vegetable protein, in fact, in potatoes, and they're allowed to have that. So we're giving the patient enough to live on for 8 weeks, and then after that we increase their protein as needed. We're looking carefully at their blood work and their kidney function and their albumin levels and protein levels. All that's very much taken into account. So that's how we do it.
And, awesome.
So it's all an important part of it. And then, of course, we're adding the natural therapies like mistletoe and vitamin C.
So let's talk about some of the other therapies that I mentioned before, you know, before the break, because nutrition is a very important area. And as you've said earlier in the show, people need to go to someone like you to really get, you know, the exact approach that is going to be customized for them. You know, let's talk about some of these, the other modalities that you have found to be helpful in treating the disease process.
Absolutely. A very popular some of the other modalities we use in our clinic, Laetril, for instance. Laetril is very high in nitrilosides, which actually help with decreasing pain and decreases the spreading of the cancer cells, so metastasis is reduced. Vitamin C, high-dose vitamin C to kill cancer cells, a very, very well-known, highly evidenced research has come out, and that shows that overwhelming evidence still suggests vitamin C, even though it's showing that it's very effective against cancer cells. If you Google it, you'll find a lot of the government agencies poo-pooing it, so that's really interesting. But if you look at all the studies, the injectable vitamin C, especially in the ascorbate form, it's been tremendously effective in killing cancer cells. And we're talking about a much higher dose than what your body can take orally. Orally, you would get tremendous gut inflammation and loose stools. We use IV form, and we use upwards of 100 grams of vitamin C at a time. Sometimes we start out at 25 and go upwards to 100. There's usually a little test that's done to make sure there's no problem with using that much. And we have tremendous success with vitamin C IVs at our clinic. We also do other bio-oxidative treatments like ozone, and now there's the infrared therapies as well.
Yes.
But the mistletoe is another one that's very very well known for increasing natural killer cell activity. One of the most widely used and studied complementary alternative medicine treatments for cancer in Europe, in fact, been around forever, and it's a standard approach there. They just say, yeah, take your mistletoe. Whereas here, we have to beg the FDA to let it come into this country. In fact, we have to do it for research purposes only. The FDA has got tight constraints against many biological medicines that are commonly used in Europe that have helped thousands of people, but here there's a tight hold on that, and of course that has to do with the pharmaceutical companies, as you can imagine. It can also help protect against the it can help protect the healthy peripheral cells, like your polymononuclear cells in the from chemo, from Cytoxan is a commonly used chemotherapy. Well, there's evidence that shows that by mistletoe helps protect our white blood cells from this very deadly chemotherapy.
Yeah.
It also
yeah.
helps increase appetite, helps sleep, decrease fatigue, decreases susceptibility to infections, and overall less there will be less deterioration of health when taking mistletoe, even along with a allopathic approach.
Well, you know, I mean, this is really the battle that we're fighting, you know, on this forefront. You know, this whole idea of, you know, taking something that's very ancient, like herbal therapies or herbal approaches, and making sure we don't lose our power to use them. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Messer is going to talk to us about, you know, what she does to empower patients. And she's also going to share with you, you know, some of the things that she does at her healing retreat centers. So we've got lots more to come on the Dr. Pat Show with my very special guest, Dr. Lucinda Messer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Are you having problems with raising your vitamin D levels? Well, you're not alone. Here are the top three reasons why it's difficult to raise them. Number one, you may not be taking enough for your weight. Most people require 1,000 units per 25 pounds of body weight. Number two, you may not be taking it with the proper kind of food. And number three, you may be experiencing what they call vitamin D resistance. To learn more about this, visit my website, powerfuld.com. That's powerfuld.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, you can go to drpatlive.com and check us out. This archive will be up probably in about 2 or 3 days. But if you've missed any part of today's show, don't forget to catch it later on this evening during the replay. Dr. Lucinda Messer joining us here today. You know, our topic today is just absolutely timely and relevant. Alternative cancer therapies are what your doctor may not know to tell you about cancer with Dr. Lucinda Messer. And, you know, Dr. Messer, thanks for joining me here today. We've covered so much in the show, and I want to make sure we have a conversation about this idea of empowering patients, because that's a little bit contrary to what a lot of patients experience when they go through traditional cancer therapies. So let's talk about that. And then the other thing is, you also, you know, you have several retreat centers. And so I want to make sure people have information about that. What do you do to empower your patients?
Yes. At our clinic and our healing center, we have we do counseling with the patients about their disease process, basically, and help them handle any stressors, and we really find out what's the underlying stressors and how they can help get those removed. We also use meditation. My favorite meditative technique is cell level meditation. The cellular level meditation was created by a doctor that helped people get rid of their cancer by visualization and really getting really quiet and going inside into their cells and working on the little enzymes and little systems to get rid of the implode, basically, the cancer cells. And it works terrifically. And we teach people that technique at my center. We also have available Reiki for energy healing. We know that all the bodies need to be healed, not just the physical, and that disease processes start on in the etherics and the outer bodies. If you have it in the electromagnetic field around the body, has holes and gaps and blockages, and those are removed with Reiki. So we also encourage, if anyone's interested, to do a Reiki treatment or Reiki treatments ongoing. We do some Kundalini yoga, regular yoga, just to help out, just do some nice, gentle movement to help lymphatic flow and help with the breathing, because Kundalini yoga especially incorporates the detoxification breathing, and we're always trying to help people detoxify with their cancer treatments. And positive affirmations and visualization, always very huge. We encourage different tools for that. All Carl Simonton's work was based on visualization, how to visualize and see your tumor being basically gobbled up and digested from your own immune system. Doing that in a visualization when you get really quiet is a very empowering tool for patients. And then also positive affirmations, and we get into very specific ones here with our patients, especially when we find out that they are, you know, chronically stressed and such, because you need to address the nervous system. You need to address the main computer, that brain of ours, and with positive affirmations to reprogram the body and the immune system. So those are really important aspects that are not normally taught either when you see a regular oncologist. And also the very important piece of that is to see that disease is a blessing. The disease is difficult to see as a blessing right now, but the disease will hopefully empower you to take charge of your health and to become a very powerful person in creating what you want in your health. And I see this again and again in cancer patients, that they've become more healthier than when they first came in, because they've become so empowered and they feel so absolutely creative about this disease, and they're actually getting better. So it's pretty much it's an amazing.
Yeah, I think what you just said is so significant, Dr. Messer, because, you know, when you come down with, when you get a disease like cancer or other, diseases that are life-threatening and so forth, you know, the first thing that that a lot of people do is they get angry about it, and they carry that anger with them or through the therapies about it. And, you know, energetically and emotionally, that's got to have a negative impact, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. So that's taught. We help our patients to see that and to help and give them tools to remove that, exactly.
Well, let's talk about, you know, some of the retreats that you've set up now, because this is now an opportunity for people to get away from their day-to-day. Because that is also, I have heard, very difficult for people that are undergoing treatment for cancer, right, to get away from the family, to get away from, you know, the day to day, and become immersed in this. Tell us how you do that.
Yeah, okay. First off, I wanted to help people, give them options, because right now there are several metabolic type clinics in Mexico. I do send people down to Gerson on occasion if they really need. A lot of people don't want to go down to Tijuana or Mexico over to Germany or some of the Eastern European countries just to get treated for cancer. Plus, you know, if they're sick, they don't want to have to fly that far. So I've made two healing centers. The base one here is in Kirkland, Washington, basically in Seattle, and Pacific Health Restoration. So Pacific Health Restoration is an alternative healing center, mostly for cancer patients. We do see other patients who have arthritis and other diseases, autoimmune diseases. So basically we help nourish them, detoxify them, and guide their way back to vibrant health. And we have between 1 and 4 week retreats available here and in Arizona. Our staff is trained to prepare an individualized diet for them and their support person if desired. They will attend cooking classes, juicing classes, detoxification classes, coffee enema classes. They'll have yoga, meditation available, and the other classes I mentioned. We also have available infrared sauna, Laetril infusions, vitamin C infusions, and several other ones, hydrogen peroxide, other oxidative therapies like ozone. Mm. We also have, and the diet is either Gerson or Kelly-type diet, and depending on what their metabolism tells us that they need. We basically teach them everything they need to know, and so that when they return home, they'll have all that information, and they'll have the know-how. They'll have lots of information in hand. We tell them how to eat, and hopefully they'll have a caregiver with them. We also have caregivers at the healing center that they'll be learning from, a Gerson caregiver in particular.
Wow.
My daughter, Kareem Nasser, will be teaching them how to do their coffee enemas and such.
Wow.
And she can continue that at their homes as well if need be. And then we also continue to communicate with them once a week. Mm-hmm. After they return home. So that's another nice thing we do.
Yeah, and that is so important. Dr. Messer, thank you so much for all that you do and all that you are. This has been a great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Pat.
All right, everybody. I want to just make sure lots of information about the retreats, about everything Dr. Messer talked about, by just going to the website, www.drlucinda.com. Check it out. If you've missed any part of this show, go to our website, drpatlive.com, and much more. Remember, everybody, you can be empowered to have perfect health. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.